Organized Labour has expressed disappointment at the manner in which Parliament went about the promulgation of the Energy Sector Levy Act 2015, Act 899, that led to the recent increase in prices of petroleum products. It is also unhappy about the upward adjustment in utility tariffs. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the General Secretary of TUC, Kofi Asamoah said, Organized Labour rejects the increases and asks government to reduce utility tariffs and withdraw the energy sector levy. It has therefore given government up to Wednesday, the 13th of this month, to meet its demand. He said Labour will advise itself if government refuses to heed to the ultimatum. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwarteng.
We met government. Yes, we agreed to have another meeting on Tuesday. The delegation that went for the meeting gave us feedback to Organize Labour. The meeting unanimously agreed to take the measures that we have indicated in the statement.
Are we to believe that you will not honor the planned meeting following your latest ultimatum?
No, we would. We would attend the meeting. We agreed to have the meeting. But that notwithstanding, we've stated its position. We have up to the 13th of January to look at the demands. And we are just restating, because this were the demands we exactly made at the meeting that day. And indeed, when Organized Labour met, there was clear frustration and anger, and people were really so hard on point that we unanimously agreed to have these measures.
Why a weak ultimatum? Are you not over-pushing government to the wall,
no,
Mr. Asamoah?
No, we are not. We are not, because from the discussions that went on, it was very clear that we were not satisfied. The moment we finished the meeting, that we were not satisfied with what happened. Yes, we are going to meet. If the demands are met, fair enough. Otherwise, I mean, we have resolved to go into the path that has made it clear in the statement.
Was Organized Labour not aware of the promulgation of the energy sector levy and its, passage all along?
No, as far as we are concerned, it was rushed to Parliament just before Christmas. We were not aware. If even you listen to some of the MPs, the impression created was not what was really stated. It was done under certificate of urgency, and indeed, we do not agree. That's why we've expressed our disappointment at how the law was passed and then the effects it has had on the ordinary Ghanaian.
So others would argue that why don't you take your fight to Parliament, because they eventually promulgated the levy?
Yes, we are really not happy with what happened in Parliament, and indeed we are laying the problem before government and the legislature. But we know that ultimately government make a withdrawal. Government and Parliament didn't do justice to Ghanaian.
So what happens after 1 week, 13th
January? We have outlined the activities. I don't know whether we have a roadmap which has been outlined and also made public. We've notified the police and other state bodies of our intended nationwide actions. We'll be having a press conference on the 14th. We'll have demonstrations on 19th and 12 January throughout the whole country. And then if that one does not end, we'll go ahead with other planned activities that are laid out.